Before we get started into the sermon, I'm going to explain something, because if you want to be abused for the rest of your life, become a pastor, okay? Dr. Gufanti was here until last week, right? They attended. And he now their church is opening, so they're going back there. But he said, I said something to him. He says, oh, don't worry about that. I've been a doctor for 35 years. I'm used to getting ignored, okay? In other words, he's a specialist, and everybody knows more than he does. But if you want to be abused, just be a pastor. Now, I said during the prophecy update what I did about homosexuals, about the sexually immoral, etc. And I'm going to get all kinds of emails, angry emails. Everybody knows theology better than Charlie Garrett. And when they do that, they're going to have all of these verses taken out of context. And I'm going to read you one of them right now. This is from, got it over here. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let me give you the right one. 1 Corinthians 6, it's verses 7 through 11. It's going to sound contradictory to what I said during the prophecy update. Now, therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren? Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. And here it is. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Period. That's what they're going to send to me. And they're going to say, see, you're wrong. You can lose your salvation, etc. First, he's talking to believers that he is just accused of doing moral wrongdoing. Okay? And then what does he do afterward? There is another verse that comes after that, by the way. It's like when Jesus said, nobody has condemned you, then neither do I condemn you. And what did he say after that? Go and sin no more. That's right. There are verses that follow after things, but you just don't stop. Here's what it says. Speaking of all of these things that these people are doing, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The whole point is that guy to be kicked out of the church is washed and sanctified and purified, and yet he's doing sexual immorality. And because he's doing sexual immorality, which is contrary to the word of God, he cannot have fellowship with you. But unfortunately for the people that deny this, he is saved. He is saved and he will not lose that salvation. I'm saying this now with the people online because I want people to understand. Doctrine actually matters. And for people to come in and say you can lose your salvation by taking a verse like that out of its proper and full context, you are justified, you are washed, you are sanctified. You can go back and do those things. Has anybody here lied this week? I know I did. What does it say on the last page of the Bible? All liars will find their place in the lake of fire. Am I going into the lake of fire because I lied this last week? It bothered me that I did. But no, I'm not. I'm washed. I'm sanctified. I'm justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Doctrine matters. It's important. Okay, so just keep that in mind. I know I'm going to get abused by people. All these specialists are going to email me and say, I hate you and I'm never going to listen to you again. I've been listening to you for 14 years now, however long we've been here. But you said something that's not true and without even asking. And of course, now they got it in their head and they're just going to fight you, even if you give them the logical defense. So I should probably save this and just save myself the effort and send them that part of the video. But anyway, understand that if you are saved, you should mourn over your sins. We should not be doing these things, but you are washed and you are sanctified and you are justified because of Christ, not because of you and not because of anything you might do or have done. Okay, people struggle with that. Well, I did something terrible. Am I going to lose my salvation? No, but you'll lose rewards and you certainly may lose your life in this life during the process. We don't know.